Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
This is the first episode from the new studio.
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
These floors are so beautiful. They feel so great beneath my feet.
Yeah, we are located in the Tip Tap Tip bunker somewhere in northern Calgary. We won't say where because you will come and find us. And we don't want that, especially if we don't know you. We got fun going on today. It's the battle of the minds, Rochelle versus Eric. Who is the smartest when it comes to weird, esoteric information? Who can predict what people actually think? Eric.
I think it's Eric, too. Like, I don't even know why we're doing this, because we all know that you've got the biggest head with the biggest brain in it already.
So this is just going to be basically a demonstration of actually how smart I am.
Yeah, and, this is... Eric obviously came up with this idea.
Well, you know, so it's sometimes you got to do things to stroke your ego, right?
Yeah, yep. Basically.
All right, let's play out this song, and we'll come back in a second. Did I mention that we're Calgary's best podcast? Also Calgary's only podcast? Okay, we can party later, Rochelle. It's time to...
No, this song makes me want to dance.
Well, you can listen to it.
And wear silver onesies.
Well, don't we all want to wear silver
and
onesies?
And have feathered hair.
Wow.
I do. I kind of like it. Like, I like these ladies. They're short. It's very bouncy hair.
That short, spiky 1980s kind of.
I don't know. It's not spiky, Eric. It's feathered.
I'm sorry.
Very blow dried. Lots of volume gel and hairspray.
But you understand that my vocabulary when it comes to hair stuff. Yeah.
I don't understand why you would think that would be spiky.
Because it's not long. I don't know. You're talking to a guy who...
See, okay, so when it comes to hair questions,
yeah.
I win.
Okay, well, this isn't the hair quiz, so I win.
Well, maybe we'll throw in some hair questions just to even out the page a little bit.
Had I known that in advance, I would have prepared some.
See? That's how it goes. I'm not going to tell you in advance because then that'd be cheating.
All right, well.
I wasn't able to study. You just told me that what we're doing...
So this is how we do it. I haven't even looked at this.
You better not.
Well, at least the sheets.
You say that, but you're going to answer
all
the questions right.
I looked at every one. So let's get...
Who goes first?
Well, how about I start first?
No.
Okay, how about Rochelle starts first?
No.
How about nobody starts first? We all die.
Let's do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
One, two, three. Oh, Eric wins.
Paper beats scissors, right? Is that how it works?
Scissors beats paper.
Okay.
I'm so glad your brain's not on today.
I know.
It's great. I might have a little bit of an advantage.
I know. You can have the ultimate advantage. Okay,
let's go. Shoot.
Well, Miss Patience.
Where did you find these questions?
I found
this
on the internet, and I've ripped this off from...
the magic source?
No, from the website of 94.3 The Point, located out of somewhere in the United States. I have no idea. I just looked up impossible questions, and this came up. 8 pages of them, but we're not going to read all 8 pages because there's like 100 questions, and that's
no. Let's read all 8 pages.
Yeah, that'll be
our episode. Will be 3 hours long.
It'll be an endurance.
Oh my goodness, too much. Okay.
Well, let's get cracking there. Let's start with the top. See how smart you are, Rochelle. Do you feel really smart?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. 31% of guys have borrowed this from their girlfriends.
Herpes.
No, you don't borrow it. You get it. It's like a gift that.
Yeah.
This is real. This
deodorant.
Holy shit! You nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you serious?
No, you're like for
okay,
real.
Okay. Are we keeping tabs?
Yeah. Like the most popular guess was razor, but the actual answer is deodorant. So I'm gonna keep tabs on this.
No, men would never borrow a women's razor because women's razors
they suck.
Suck.
So
I would borrow a man's. Actually, you know what? I don't even buy my own razors anymore. I just borrow yours.
Yeah. So I have, I think at one point used a woman's razor. I don't remember under what circumstances, but I know I have.
Out of desperation, probably.
Out of desperation. And I remember that I like just carved the shit out of my face. It was the worst. I'm like, wow.
Because you were scraping so hard.
No, because they're different. You know, and it's not just that they're pink and plastic and called names like pearl or sapphire or whatever.
No, you know what they do? They put these little wires on top of the blades so that the blades don't go right flush onto your skin.
Oh, it's like the
I don't know why.
What was the men's razor that did that? I remember the tagline, a razor so sharp, they got to keep it behind bars. What was that?
I don't know. Probably Gillette.
Joel, no. Because he and I.
Okay. Are we doing just like... You say one, I say one?
Yeah, we'll just alternate.
Okay.
So you got 1 point. Eric has 0 points. Keeping the tally.
29% of husbands have hidden this from their wives.
You know what my guess is going to be?
What?
Money.
That is the most popular guess, but that is not the right answer.
Oh, man.
Do you only get one try?
That's it. Either get it right or not.
The answer? A speeding ticket. And you know what? You can't hide those anymore. So it doesn't really work for nowadays because you get them in the mail.
Why would... Okay, here's what I don't understand. Okay, I understand hiding money. Yes, I get it. But hiding a speeding ticket, like why is that so shameful? Like maybe if it's like a... I've gotten a speeding ticket. We had it on the fridge because it was funny. And
it wasn't funny.
Okay, it wasn't funny because I had to pay. It was like almost $200. But
you had to pay $200 for a speeding ticket?
No, I just speeded it. I went down to the the city, and I waited.
That wasn't a speeding ticket. That was,
it was
going
a red light
a red
ticket.
Light.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, you're the one with the speeding tickets.
I got the speeding ticket. Yeah, one. See, this is why husbands hide it, because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to be bugged about their driving. You don't like being bugged about your driving.
And you've got the parking ticket.
See, this is the reason why they hide this.
How many other tickets do you have that you're not showing me?
Exactly. Okay. Okay. No points for Eric.
0 points. Rochelle's still in the lead with 1 point.
Okay, go.
47% of married men say this is their least favorite thing to do. What is it, Rochelle? Can you guess? 47% of married men say this is their least favorite thing to do. What is it? And I would agree with this.
Listening to their wives.
This is like a real answer.
That is a real answer.
Okay. We'll start with the most popular guess.
I say dishes.
Followed by the actual answer. The most popular guess is shopping. That would have been my guess. But this is the surprising one. But now that I think of it, it makes much more sense. The actual answer is watching chick flicks. Now, Rochelle, some of the shows you're watching.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah.
Some of the shows that you're watching, more like it. Like,
we have one TV, Rochelle.
Even your guy friends are like, Eric, you watch the weirdest, stupidest shit.
They're not chick flicks. They're not chick flicks.
They're not anybody flicks.
They're not any flicks.
Nobody watches that stuff except for you. They're weirdo person flicks. You're a weirdo.
Well, that is
person.
Not the answer.
You're like, Eric's like, I'm going to find the worst possible thing to watch. Like, what was that show you made me watch last night? You're like, oh, let's have some together time. And then you go and put on the stupidest show in the whole entire world. And you actually sat through it and enjoyed it. And what did I do? I fell asleep on the couch because it was boring and dumb. And it only lasted for one season, which means that everyone else in the world thought it was equally stupid and unsuccessful.
Okay, I'm going to throw this out for anybody who's familiar with the show. The show that I subjected and I tortured Rochelle with.
Yes.
Was
awful. From the 90s.
From, I think, 1991, the TV show called Get a Life, starring Chris Elliott. Rochelle thought it was stupid and not funny and fell asleep. I thought it was great and fantastic.
No, you didn't.
I liked it. I thought it was,
no
just,
way.
I thought it was bizarre and funny. I thought
it was... Eric, it only lasted for one season.
Doesn't
because
matter.
It bombed.
Yeah, so did Cabin Boy, and I like that movie too.
Wow. I'm so glad you're not in charge of putting stuff on television, because you would make the worst choices
imagine,
in
Rochelle,
the whole entire world.
The Eric Network. Oh, man, that'd be the best thing ever.
Nobody would watch it.
I'd watch it 24 hours
a day. Yeah, nobody else would watch it.
I think the Eric Network would be the best thing in the world.
Maybe if they were like drunk or high and they're like, let's watch some weird shit. But Eric, you're not drunk or high when you're watching it and you think it's funny.
But that's exactly the demographic that I would be targeting. People who are either drunk and or so high weird. Or mildly learning disabled. That'd be my target.
Nice.
So you're still leading 1-0.
Kate, Eric, 59% of women will do this before the holidays. What is it?
Before the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something we have done or have not done yet? Like the holidays are talking about like the...
I'm not giving you any
Are they
clues.
Talking about like the Christmas holidays or just holidays, like, you know, vacation holidays? Just need to clarify.
It just says the holidays.
Okay. But does the answer provide any context as to whether it's the Christmas holidays or like a vacation
holiday? No, it does not.
Okay. So it could be either. Get a bikini wax. It could be a tropical holiday.
That's the only thing you think of?
Well, other than like, you know, buy a Christmas turkey.
Clean that shit up for Christmas. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, is it a Christmas? Okay. Well.
No, or even like, you know, camping holiday. Were you going to go get a bikini wax for a camping holiday?
Well, I don't know. Okay, I guess that's the wrong answer then because you're laughing. Still a 0 points, Eric.
Just not even close.
Okay,
not
I want to hear what the most popular followed by
most popular answer. Clean the house.
Oh yeah, I guess you need to do that. We have done that.
Every time we go somewhere, I always do that.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
When was the last time I got a bikini? No, we don't need to say that. Okay, the actual answer is go on a diet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. No points for Eric.
Rochelle still winning. 1-0. All right. My next question. Okay. 38% of women surveyed said they are trying to cut back on this. What is it?
Carbs.
That is the most popular answer, but it's not the right answer.
Chocolate.
No. It's not a food. I'll give you that.
Oh.
You get 0 points, by the way, because you got it wrong.
It's not food.
It's nothing to do
with trying to cut back.
This is not something I would have thought of first. I'll say that for sure.
Shopping.
Gossiping. Really?
Really?
Really? Is that a thing?
I don't.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I would never have thought of that.
But I guess that's a concern on 38% of at least women who are surveyed.
Okay, no points for me, so I'm still in the lead.
No, you have
Eric's
1 point.
Still,
whoa.
Oh, 1 point? Okay.
Yeah. Just don't try and pull one over on me, lady.
Whenever we thought that you were the one who was going to be like kicking my ass, right. So. Okay, 18% of people have quit their job because of this reason. What is it?
They don't like their boss?
Nope.
Okay.
Most popular guess, no raise. Answer, their mother told them to.
Bullshit. Who? I'm sorry.
You know, if I was working somewhere and my mom was like, you should leave that place, I would
mother
take
knows,
her advice
mother
for sure.
Mother knows best, I guess. But yeah. Like, really, like, when has that ever happened to anybody? Has your mom ever told you to leave a job?
No, my mom never. She does not that kind of person. She won't try and influence my decisions. Mm-hmm. But she'll tell me afterwards. She'll be like, yeah, I didn't really think that was that good of a place to work at anyway. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
This is my favorite question so far. And in the next 3 hours, Rochelle, 10.2 million of these will be purchased. What is it? Again,
10.2 million.
In the next 3 hours, 10.2 million of these will be purchased. What is it?
Pop.
Like just pop?
Pepsi.
Nope. 0 points on this question, but you were kind of in the right area in that it was a food. But I'll tell you what the most popular guess is first.
Cigarettes.
Nope. Lottery tickets was the most popular guess. But the actual answer is, and this is crazy because I can't imagine 10.2 million of these being purchased in the next 3 hours, but currently pizzas, which is making me kind of hungry for pizza right now.
Just had pizza.
Well, I can have pizza every day. It is my favorite food.
Yeah, I can see that, though.
I'm basically a Ninja Turtle without
the
turtle.
Okay, if you think about it, what foods can you order in at home that are, you know, it's cheap?
Pizza is by far the most popular delivery.
Yeah, like you can order Chinese food and get it delivered, but then you're not always guaranteed to have like the good fresh food.
Yep.
And it's still pricey.
Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. So I'm really
interesting. Okay, 29% of men have never done this at home. What is it? Think of something that you've never ever done.
Oh, you talking about me in particular? This is like
No. This is a statistic, but you fall into it.
Clean the bathroom.
Close.
Clean the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clean the toilet. Have you ever cleaned the toilet?
I have cleaned the toilet. No, I have for real.
Like properly with soap and the brush and stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm. Never.
Not seen as that. Often as I should, mind
I've
you.
I've never seen you do that.
Well.
Okay.
What was the what was the most popular answer on that?
The dishes.
That's okay. So let's break things up for a little bit, before we revisit these questions here. Now we're going to get into some more interesting types of questions. We're going to play a little Name That Tune 1990s edition.
Nice. My brain's going to hurt after this show. So much thinking.
So I have not seen the. So it's gonna be a bit tricky because actually, you know what I'll do is I'll do it so real small so that neither of us can actually see what this is, and then we'll name that tune. Every right answer is of course 1 point. Rochelle's still in the lead with 1 point versus 0 points for Eric.
Wow.
So because this is Name That Tune, the first person who answers this correctly, like you know, who shouts it out.
Okay.
Okay, so let's have a listen. This is not one of the songs. Yeah. Okay, come on.
This is the intro to our awesome game.
Wish this was the intro to our show. Okay. Alanis Morissette, Ironic.
Yeah.
It's 1 point for Eric.
This is you're why am I even trying? Why even try?
Okay. Men turn 98. You won the lottery and died the next day. Okay. It's a black
fly. We get to listen to the whole thing. He's going for speed.
I recognize the song. I won't be able to tell who it is though.
Mega Man soundtrack.
No. I recognize the voice, but I don't know the name of the song. Erase.
Is that Ace of Base?
No. I know these songs. Why should I? This is You're a Woman by Whitetown.
Oh my goodness.
Does it say who it is? Okay. Okay, well, I know that's what it is. Let's listen to this.
Stone Temple Pilots. Am I right?
I don't know. I know that I recognize the song.
Nirvana!
Alright, I'll give you that. Okay, we're tied at 2.
Except Stone Temple Pilots and Nirvana, I said 2. Right. But you have to check and see if. I search myself. Bonnie Raitt.
No. Divinals. This is totally escaping me right now. I feel like they're big.
Oh, I know this. I totally know this. Pause it for a minute. Pause it.
Okay, it's paused. It's okay. I'll pause it. Who was that? I feel like I should know 1990s punk better. Okay, well.
Is it out? No.
Oh. Okay, well, can we skip this one?
I know, but I know it. Okay. I know it. I just can't
I'll back
think
up
of
a second.
It. See, this is the reason why I suck at trivia, because I'm like... Hey, play us straight. You know it really doesn't get it.
Okay, well, if you recognize it and come back to it, I'll give you that point.
Well, I can't, because okay. now I'm going to have to think about other ones.
Okay, what's this one? Oh, this is
Robin?
No. Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
This is that old.
Yeah, it was like 1999.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Cranberries.
Oh, shit. Sorry, you got it. Yeah, you got it. You nailed that one. Oh, Oasis.
I don't like him. He's so whiny.
Yep. Someday you will find me. That's just another one. I thought I saw a man. Oh, who is this? I know the song. Who the hell is this?
Lisa Loeb.
Is it? Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Is it? No, it's one of the Lisa Loeb. Was it? No. It sounds like one of those Lisa Loeb type bands.
It does.
Okay, well, we'll have to... I recognize this song, but...
Not Dave Matthews Band.
I have no idea. Oh man, am I gonna find this out? Oh, what's your name? The Alaskan. Jewel.
Oh yeah, Jewel, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so let's see and figure out.
Is that it? That's all there is 15?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see if we how right we are. Let's see if the answers are in here. Okay, enough. Oh, cool. And then it doesn't tell us answers. So that's cool.
Are you serious?
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, does it say it while we're playing, though?
No, it just says number 3, number 4. But I think the ones we know. So there you go.
But I want to know who that one was that we couldn't guess.
Okay, that's cool. Nirvana. Okay. Let's see if we can find it out. Hanging around downtown by myself. Okay, and I'm just gonna do a little Google search for the lyrics. Alright, this is great radio. Hanging around downtown by myself. Marcy's Playground. Sex and Candy is the...
Oh, so we didn't pick that.
We totally...
We did not get that one.
We totally did not...
What was the one before that? The punk one where both of us were like...
I think I know what it was. What? But I can't... It's too late for me to get the answer because it's over.
But what was it?
It's Offspring.
Oh, see, I knew it started with an O.
Yeah.
It was like... See, that's...
So, according
that's
to
why
my...
That's why I'm bad at these things.
So, according to my tally here... the current score is 5.
I think that your tally is wrong. I think you're...
Well, there's certain...
I think that you're not... putting down ones that I got.
All right, tell you what.
Did I get Lisa Loeb?
For the sake
Loeb?
Of argument?
Did I get Lisa Loeb? Did I get that one?
All right, let's find out who that was.
Did I get the other one that I guess? Stone Temple Pilots? No, that was, no, that was Marcy that Playground.
That was Marcy's Playground. This one. This is, I think this is like, okay, let's do some Google for some of these great lyrics. I thought I saw a man brought to life. I thought I saw a man.
I don't know if this is good good podcasting to like talk about what you're typing. It seems kind of boring.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh.
All right. So both were wrong on there. So tell you what, for the sake of argument, Rochelle, we'll just call it a tie. Currently five.
You can't do that. You can't.
Well, you don't. You want to be winning?
Make up points.
So you want me to win? Like, okay, then I'm in the lead.
If we are seriously being competitive with each other, you can't be like, "Oh, Rochelle, yeah, I'll just."
Oh,
come on.
Okay, I'm winning. I'm winning by 1 point.
There you
deal
go.
Deal with it.
There you go.
All right. Now it's your time to shine, Rochelle.
Okay, so I'm going to, I can't remember who's last, but anyway. 15% of men say they do this while working out in public because it impresses women. What is it?
Flex?
No.
Working out in public?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Just think about it. I'm lifting heavy weights.
Oh, grunting?
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't get that, but I'm like, how? I fail to understand how that would be impressive to women, because it just sounds like they're just taking like the biggest fart.
But you're not a woman.
Is that sexy? A guy going, "Arr!" It's like he's taking like a massive.
Well, he's flexing while he's like lifting weights or
no,
something.
That's like super lame, man. Like that's like bad gym etiquette.
Eric, you're not a girl.
Well, I think it's super lame.
Because you're not a girl.
And you are.
If you were attracted by that and you thought that was cool, okay. Then I would be questioning your sexual
preferences. Objectively speaking, Rochelle, do you find that at all sexy?
If there was.
Okay.
Listen to me. If there was.
Hold on. Let's put this to the test. I have
okay,
some weights.
Eric
over.
Has some weights. He's going to lift them. And we will put this to the test and see if this is actually.
Okay.
Actually sexy.
All right, here we go.
But you know what? You're not wearing the right outfit, though.
Well, I'm not taking off my shirt.
Okay,
right,
go.
Let's pretend go. I'm naked.
No, but that's not how guys do it in a gym, though. Now you're doing it too much. You have to tone it down a bit and act like you're really doing it.
Is that right?
No, you're still doing it like you're taking a shit.
And move over.
I don't think you know. Okay, let me do it for you.
Okay. So now you're all right. Rochelle's,
pretend I'm a guy.
All right. All right, okay. I'll pretend that I'm a woman, and I'll tell you how moist I get. That sounds like you sound like a Klingon.
No.
You sound like a Klingon. He's like. Arr! Is my
I sound like the Klingon mating ritual.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay. Exactly.
And you find that sexy. All right, fine. All right, so we're still.
I do. If you were doing it for real, if you were like laying on your back in a nice tank top and shorts,
yeah,
and you were lifting a really heavy weight, and you were kind of going like that, like. Yeah, it's like
maybe I just need heavier weights. Yeah,
it's like you know, maybe it's kind of like caveman days or something.
Yeah,
goes back to our caveman days. Anyway,
all right. So my next question, uh, 19% of people claim to fake doing this. What is it?
Orgasm.
That's the most popular guess. It is not the correct guess. The correct answer.
Fake doing this. Vacuuming.
No. Nope. How do you fake? What? How do you fake vacuum?
Well, sometimes you just don't feel like vacuuming, so you just tell the person that you did vacuum.
Or sometimes you don't feel like vacuuming, really, and you take out the vacuum and you, you don't plug it in. You just kind of move it back and forth and go, I'm done.
Or you do like what Eric does, where you like plug it in and then you stand there and watch TV and just move it back and forth in one spot and then put it back.
I learned that from Who's the Boss?
That's what Tony Danza does?
Well, he does like a kind of leg flip thing over the vacuum, but I don't do that.
Yeah, but if he didn't vacuum properly, he would have been fired. Like, Angela would not have put up with that.
Well, he gave Angela
a good clean house.
Yeah, he cleaned her house. Wink! Pussy. Actual answer is talking on the phone to avoid having... talking on the phone to avoid having to talk to someone.
Really? I've never done that.
That seems totally fake. It's like, oh, hold on, I have a call. Oh, really? Yeah, okay. Because you can tell.
I wouldn't even think about doing that.
Yeah, you can tell a fake.
I think maybe like a fake doorbell ring.
What? What?
If you're talking on the phone with someone and you don't feel like talking to them anymore, then you you go by your door and you ring the doorbell and be like, oh, someone's here. I have to get off
the
phone.
They have these
that's more of a landline type thing to do, though.
I've heard of these apps where you can say if you're on like a bad date and it's going badly, you can schedule it to ring you at a certain point, like a certain time, like a fake phone call. And if you pick it up and go, oh my goodness, this thing is happening. I really need to go.
That's so dumb. Like, even if someone was phoning my phone and I was on a bad date, I wouldn't even say that excuse like on purpose.
Yeah.
Like if it actually was real, it's just so embarrassing because that's what they do. Like, it's just so obviously an excuse.
Oh no, my dog ate my whatever.
Just, you know, just be truthful. Okay, so...
still in the lead. Okay. 5-4, or Eric.
79% of kids have lied to their parents about this. What is it?
Okay, I'm going to say what I think the actual answer is, and I say being a virgin. No, I take that back, about drinking.
Kids.
Okay. Question again, please.
We're talking about kids, not teenagers.
Oh, kids.
79% of kids have lied to their parents about this. What is it?
Doing their homework.
No,
their grades or their... I don't know.
That's the most popular guess.
Okay.
Is their grades.
Yep.
But the answer is brushing their teeth.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
All right.
I think we should do one more each.
And then we'll move on to the other 1990s stuff. Trivia.
Okay.
Let's do this. Okay. Here's a trick one. 28% of kids went to school with this in their backpacks today. What is it? 28% of kids went to school with this in their backpacks.
Juice box.
Good answer, but not the right answer. The most popular guess is computer or tablet. I'll give you another chance. What do you think the most popular, what do you think the actual answer is?
Cell phone.
No, it's not computer. Well, nothing electronic.
Oh, Apple.
No. this is actually interesting. The answer is hand sanitizer.
Oh, you know, yeah, little, I can see that.
Okay, so
now... Okay, one more for you, Mr. Okay. Skilling.
So it can cement my lead.
In the first year of a baby's life, this will happen nearly 800 times. What is it?
Poops?
It's not bowel movements or anything like that.
I don't know.
Popular guess is cry. But the answer is have their picture taken.
Okay.
Parents go crazy with pictures.
Well, we know that. We kind of went crazy.
Been there, done that.
All right, let's go to the second part of our 1990s quiz.
So you're still beating me.
By 1 point.
By 1 point. Okay, so it can go either bad, but now we're doing more music things and you're good at that.
Well, not necessarily. Let's do
okay, let's go.
Okay, here's our music quiz, 1990s edition. Oh, man. I have no idea who that is.
I have no idea.
Okay, so both Rochelle and I are dumb at that. Okay, next one. Let's see if we...
Or is it YouTube? Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this Coldplay. Room and no. I've walked this floor. You know,
I used to live alone. Okay.
Is that a cover tune?
Yeah, well, that's a... I know the song, but I don't know who sings this version. That's Hallelujah, originally by Leonard Cohen. Let's find... this. I think we can do... actually, this one's good, and actually it's telling us who... who, so the what first, the first one was,
Robbie Williams.
No Regrets, Robbie Williams, a song I may have heard.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, let's go to the next song. Well, baby, I've been I don't know the singer of this one. I've seen this room and I've walked it's Hallelujah, this but I can't. I used to live alone. Hallelujah. Oh, Jeff Buckley. Okay. So, both
this one's harder.
I know. But that's... and I don't want the world oh, he sings a song.
Stop it! Stop it! I know what I know.
Okay,
who that
I'm
is.
Stopping it. Okay, Rochelle could take. Could, this could be a tie.
No, I'm gonna have to sit here for like 5 minutes and think about it.
Okay, well. Well, I'll just talk and...
you don't know who it is?
I know that I recognize the song. I cannot tell you the name of the song. I've heard the song lots of times on the radio when it was out, but I have no idea who the artist is or the song name. I recognize the song, but I have no idea who this is.
Can you play it again?
All right, back up a few seconds. Boop. Boop. Okay, here we go.
When everything else is broken, I just want you to know who I am.
See, this is why you got the edge on 1990s music, because I don't know.
Oh, I just thought about it, then you kept talking.
Okay, I'll
now
shut
I
my
forgot
mouth.
About it again. It's like baby something. No.
Tell it, if you get either the artist or the song, I'll give you 1 point, because I don't know either. I'll play it one more time. Don't think that they'd
understand. I can't think of it. I know who it is, but I can't. I'm sorry. I can't.
All right. So Rochelle is skipping. I'm curious. Let's find out who this is. We're both going to go, oh, really? Goo Goo Dolls, yeah. Iris. Okay. From 1998. All right, let's move on to the next song.
That song's always on the radio.
I know. Okay. There's nowhere to hide. Oh.
Whitney Houston.
But what's the song? Well, we both know it's Whitney Houston.
It's a Bodyguard song.
Okay. So from the Bodyguard original soundtrack. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tie it up.
Good.
5-5.
Finally.
All right.
You know what's funny is that at this time in the 90s, I was renting a lot of CDs from the library.
Yeah.
And then using my parents' fancy stereo system to tape the CDs onto cassette tapes.
Is that the fancy stereo system we have right now?
The one we have right now, yeah. And then I would photocopy the covers and make them into tape covers.
Because you had like
I should have kept all those tapes. Like I worked on it really hard.
Mm-hmm. I made some good cassette mixes in my day, but I have since thrown them out a long time ago.
I know.
Okay, next song. All right, how good are we? I know that, like, it's a cover of... I hear this song on, like, yogurt commercials all the time, and and it's...
Play it more, please. I haven't even heard any of it yet.
On, like, Somewhere Over the Rainbow by that Hawaiian guy who died.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, Jack Johnson.
His name's, like,
Johnson.
Israel something or something?
Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I got it right.
What?
I said, I'm like, by the guy Israel something or something.
Yeah, well, you didn't say the last name.
Who can say the last name? Can any human say the last name?
Kamakawiwuol.
Oh, you didn't say the last name, Eric.
Sorry, Eric, you didn't say it. No, you have to say the full artist name. That's like just saying like Mariah, but not Mariah Carey.
Well, how many other Mariahs are there?
Well, there's probably lots.
Mariah Johnson from The Duke.
Sorry, you can't have it. Right. You didn't say the full name.
Well, all right, fine. Still tied 5-5. All right. Oh, Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing else matters. All right.
That's from 1992.
It's your time to come back, Rochelle.
Crazy. Elton John, Lion King song.
You nailed that. You knew that. Like.
Yes, that's because my brother purchased this album.
All right. Well, now we're tied 6-6.
See, and I said Elton John, okay. Not just Elton.
What's his name?
Pause it.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. We have a guest coming down the stairs. Jesus. Okay, let's do this song. Okay. Not sure who that was. I'm gonna play one more time. What is this song? Oh, I guess it.
That's Cher? That's Cher?
Well, it's done by somebody else, right?
I know, but she sounds like a man.
Well, that is how Cher sounds.
Oh.
I'm Cher and I'm singing songs.
Yeah, because this is not her. It's a cover of.
It's a cover of some.
Well, who does the original one though?
All right, let's.
Because that's who I was. I think I was thinking. I was thinking of a man.
Memphis song. It was Mark Cohn. Oh yeah.
Is he the original artist?
Yeah, he was the original artist. Oh, okay. Yeah. So not sure singing walking in Memphis.
That's like the soundtrack Oh my goodness.
You brain.
Like
it?
My brain is getting fried from this. Okay. South Park interpretation.
Okay. We got. All right, one more song or a couple more songs, I think.
Number 8. It probably just goes to 10.
Yeah. All right, next song is. What are they called? Give me a second.
Play more, please.
Yeah, back it up, because I don't want it to spruin it. They're the group with the monks in techno. Enigma. There we go.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just pictured it. Oh yeah, that's right. Point for Eric.
Return to innocence, Enigma. Okay, and
last one
I think.
Ace Base. No, it's not.
I have no idea who this is. I'm gonna.
Should play more.
Okay, I'm gonna back up because it's gonna tell us what it is.
There's no singing.
I'm drawing a total blank, Rochelle. So.
We'll play a little bit more. I don't know unless there's singing or something.
It's gonna tell us in a second, so I can't play anymore.
We'll just play it and then we'll find out.
ATB song 9 PM till I come from 1998 album Movin' Melodies. Okay, apparently I lived in a different 1990s than this.
Well, that's 1998. That's a little at the end of it.
Okay, so
I can see how that could happen because,
well,
you know, it got all like dancing and poppy and stuff.
So we are coming up on. We can do this because currently.
Well, this is all we have, right? Like this is it.
Well,
So
do you want to know what the final score is, Rochelle?
Well, I know what the final score is. I was right. My outcome is correct. This is the reason why I will never play Trivial Pursuit with you.
Oh.
Unless I am on a team with you.
Well, we have one last little chance to tackle 1990s trivia.
Okay. And then one more shot. So what are you at right now? You're at 7.
It's currently 7-6 with Eric.
Okay. So still chance, maybe.
It's from...
Yeah, so let's see how we do when it comes to the 90s. All right, so first up, what was the biggest selling single of the 1990s?
Okay, what was the biggest selling single of the 1990s? Is it A, I Will Always Love You, B, My Heart Will Go On, C, Candle in the Wind, or D, I Would Do Anything for Love? Oof. Oh.
Oh, My Heart Will Go On.
That's, oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I would guess that as well.
You can't say the same one.
Okay, then I'm going to say I Will Always Love You.
Well, you just heard that.
No, she's reciting what the answers are. She's not telling what the answers are.
My Heart Will Go On, Candle in the Wind, or I Would Do Anything for Love.
I'm going to go Candle in the Wind because Princess Di, that story made headlines all over planet Earth.
I don't recognize the first two songs off the top of my head.
I don't know what the answer is, though.
All right, let's see. Candle in the Wind.
What?
Okay. What?
Just really? That's,
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Elton John one he did about Princess Diana. That is...
Well...
Hey, this is the part where Eric records the outro again because I forgot to record it the first time because I pressed pause and I forgot to unpause. But anyways, thanks for listening. This is Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. My name is Rochelle. Thanks for listening. We will be back to our regular scheduled episodes. If you want to send in stuff, want to say thanks, if you think you're the smartest person in the room, send in your answers to all our trivia. Info tip that tip. We will catch you later. Bye. Calgary's Best Podcast.
Bye.